May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, here we are. It's the fourth Sunday in Advent, and Christmas is in 3 days. We're closing in on the finish line. Many of us have been shopping since Thanksgiving's Black Friday sales. We ordered online for the perfect Christmas gift on Cyber Monday. Our packages have been mailed, right? Your packages have been mailed. And now it's time for last-minute gifts and braving the grocery store if you are cooking for family and friends. This time of Advent has been observed for centuries, but apart from the church calendar, the average person, this is just the holiday season. It's a time for a flurry of activities, parties, special events, along with all of the decorating and baking and shopping for the absolute perfect gift for everyone on your list. And for some, it's a joyful time and a wonderful time. But for others, it's an incredibly stressful or it's a heartbreaking time. And I don't know about you, but most of us are worn out by the time Christmas Day actually arrives from all of the holiday activity and the weight of ours and others' expectations for the season. And I'll admit, I've been right there with all of you, shopping and fretting over what to get the teenage grandchildren whose communication skills are at their absolute lowest point. And the 7-year-old who wants everything he has ever seen or heard of. And I just finished decorating the tree that went up the previous weekend. It's been a busy week. And tomorrow, I'm going to brave the grocery stores. But today, this moment, right now, we're blessed to have this time together in this space where we can just cease all of the activity. We can just breathe and sit back and allow ourselves to enter into the wonder and the mystery of this story that happened so very long ago. And we all know the story, don't we? A serene Mary, a lovely stable, a baby lying silently and quietly, and Joseph standing nearby with a solemn look on his face. Choirs are singing, perhaps away in the manger, or maybe it's angels. But today's gospel might be the Paul Harvey version of the rest of the story. Because as Matthew tells this story, Joseph, the God-fearing carpenter, woke up one morning to find out that his world had been shattered. His fiancée was pregnant, and the baby wasn't his. And while we don't hear about Joseph's anguish, he must have been angry and he must have been disappointed. The texts that are not included in the Bible from the second century describe when Joseph saw that Mary was with child, he throws himself on the ground and he cries bitterly. And he wonders long and hard how to respond and asks Mary, "Why did you betray me?" And the fact was, he didn't even believe Mary until the angel told him to. So we hear Joseph's story today and we wonder, what else have we forgotten or glossed over in our rush to Christmas Day? In this spare nativity story, just a few short lines, we are reminded of the humanity of Mary and Joseph. Because we forget that with all our lovely Christmas stories and our Christmas carols, that Mary and Joseph were real people who experienced familiar, normal emotions of disappointment, confusion, hurt, and fear in the face of the unknown. Joseph was a righteous man, but he was led straight into doubt and shame and controversy. God's call required Joseph to reorder everything that he knew about fairness and justice and purity and goodness. And a young, pregnant, unmarried woman, it was a scandal and it was a wonder. And God was once again upsetting everybody's comfortable notions of who was in and who was out, and upending all of the social conventions of the day. Our lovely Christmas story just became really complicated and messy. And maybe that's why we need to hear this story today. I love this nativity story. It isn't all fuzzy and warm. It's about perseverance in the face of pain and hurt and fear. Joseph answering God's call, loving a woman whose story he couldn't even begin to understand, to protect the baby that he didn't father. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I need this story. Don't get me wrong. I love everything about Christmas. Luke's story with the angels and the shepherds and all of the lovely images, the music, everything about it. But sometimes I need to remember. We need to remember. Really remember what this story is really about. The gospel today tells us that this story, this child that we wait for, shall be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God coming into the very midst of our messy and complicated world. And that coming is not just a sentimental moment on a Hallmark card, but a calling. It's a calling to a fundamental change of heart, a radical clarion call for fairness and justice in a world that at times seems anything but fair or even kind. We have grown up with all the sentimentality that surrounds Christmas, and we forget what an extraordinary moment in time this was and still is. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote this from his prison cell in Nazi Germany. We have become so accustomed to the idea of divine love and God's coming at Christmas that we no longer feel the shiver of fear that God's coming should arouse in us. We're indifferent to the message, taking only the pleasant and the agreeable out of it and forgetting the serious aspect that the God of this world lays claim to all of us. The coming of God is truly not only glad tidings, but first of all, frightening news for everyone who has a conscience. Only when we feel the terror of the matter can we recognize the incomparable kindness of a God who comes into the very midst of our lives in this messy and complicated world. Is it any wonder that the first words of the angel to Joseph are, "Do not be afraid"? And if we are going to fully enter into God's messy and complicated world, we too need to hear the words, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. God is with us right here, right now, entering into the messiness, brokenness, and complications of our lives. And in this world we live in, God is truly with us, just as we are right now. Not for who we ought to be, or could be, or should be, or trying to be, but exactly as we are. He's with the frightened and the dying. He's right there with those who are suffering or alone. He's on the streets, cold and hungry, with the homeless, on the streets of cities everywhere across this nation. He's on the streets, cold and hungry. He's with the refugee in the camps on our borders. And he's with the children that are alone and scared in cages. He is with those fleeing persecution everywhere and anywhere calling to us. He confronts us in every person we meet, in our neighbors, in our friends, in the least and the lost. And he stands at our door with a ruined body and torn clothing, and he's asking for our help. And this Advent, once again, he is standing at our door. Will we let this Christ child come into our lives and into our hearts, knowing that by doing so, our lives will be changed forever? Will we open that door? Or will we choose to look away? When we open that door, the real work of Christmas begins. The sacred and the scary work of clothing the poor, feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, caring for the foreigner, welcoming the immigrant, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. God is with us is the good news of this fourth Sunday in Advent. God is with us. God is coming into our world and changing everything. We are being called to lives of compassion and love. Howard Thurman reminds us that Christmas is waiting, waiting to be born in us. So on this last Sunday in Advent, Joseph stands before us as one whose life was changed by this message and this invitation. And in that moment, Joseph reshaped the narrative. Joseph, an ordinary man, called to be part of an extraordinary story. And there's a little bit of Joseph in all of us. Just ordinary folks, ordinary saints and sinners, trying to do the best we can with what we have. Reminding us that we too are part of the story. Ordinary, everyday people with our sometimes complicated, sometimes sad, and sometimes messy lives. And that's the truth about Christmas, isn't it? Christmas can be complicated, and it's not always even joyful, but it is still good news. God is coming into our midst, bringing light into the darkest corners of our lives and of our world, changing our lives and this tired old world forever. Amen.